This is Chairman Nathan Wakefield calling the meeting to order at 6:58 p.m. Eastern Time. Would someone like to volunteer to take notes?
This is Jared. I will.
Thank you, Jared. Are you in the document now?
Yes.
Ah, I see you now. Thank you. Jumping right to roll call. Nathan Wakefield, I am present. Louis, Cyrodek. Noel Yee.
Present.
Mike Sullivan. Jared Davis.
Present.
Veronique Pouvichet. Afton Benson. Arrow and Afton are absent. Lucho Fernandez. Absent. Warren Hammond. Absent. Kyle Johnson, absent. Martin Frost,
here.
And I know we also have Marilyn Sullivan.
Yes.
All right. And Marilyn Sullivan, could you please add Marilyn to the roll call, Jared?
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll give you a second to catch up. Thanks. Would someone like to make a motion to approve this agenda?
This is Noel. I'll make the motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you very much, Noel. Do we have a second?
Jared, a second.
Thank you, Jared.
Did you make changes to it? Sorry, go ahead.
Did I?
Did you make the changes I requested?
Moving the motions higher up?
Yeah.
And yes, I moved those. I should have told you that, Martin. Yes, I moved them higher up, and I took 7A and made it a motion, so that is now 6B.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I've only got about 10 minutes left. I don't know if you have any long reports going on here, but I'd sort of like to get to those motions, those two motions anyway, in the next 10 minutes. And I don't know how long the discussion might be on them. Maybe it won't be very long.
I think that's reasonable. Okay, so for discussion, is everyone fine with moving to that bottom part of the agenda first before and then going back to reports?
Yep.
I need to put this in the discussion and then we'll vote for it. Is that right?
Yeah, just put that into the discussion because we're not changing the agenda. We're just going to a different portion of it. Time, and as long as there's agreement, I don't see any reason to do any further formality. This being the case, move to a vote. Does anyone oppose? Does anyone abstain? Agenda is approved. I would like to approve these minutes first before we go up to motions. February 24th, someone would like to make this motion?
Jared, I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Do we have a second?
This is Noel, second motion.
Thanks, Noel. Any discussion? Taking it to a vote. Does anyone oppose the approval of February 24th minutes? Any abstentions? Minutes pass. Jumping down to motions. Motion A. We discussed this somewhat before you joined us, Noel. Basically, the motion to approve the IJA family membership proposal. It's outlined in the proposal link. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Would someone like to second?
This is Noel. I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Noel. Move to discussion. So why don't you take a minute, and if you haven't already, Noel, read through this. Martin, if there's anything you would like to add to this before we move to vote, feel free to chime in. Same thing with you, Marilyn.
This is a family membership.
Correct.
And, so this would replace the current policy of having $5 per additional family member with a fixed rate of $5 for as many family members living at the same address. And it would allow life members to have additional family members living at their same addresses with no extra fees for the old life members.
Right. The cost would be $29 plus $34. And we've also eliminated the restriction of, you know, where they have to be between this age and that age. One's under 12 are free, and, you know, so on and so forth. It's just they have to live at the same address. That's it. They can add up to five members.
Does the plus, does the motion actually, or the policy as written, limited to five additional family members?
No, but that's what I can have the system to find how many people they can add. So
I didn't think that was in the plan explicitly. Obviously, you can check and, you know, say you'll check on people if they have more than five or whatever, but that's just your own policy for enforcement.
Right. I was trying to mitigate the issue of, you know, gaming the system. So it can be, it was 10. I changed it to 5. They can only add 5. I got a message there. If they need to add more than 5, they'll have to message membership and ask for an increase. But I just processed every single family membership we have, and nobody has more than 5. No current members have more than 5.
This is Noel. Is there any way to decide or just know who's a family member and who's not? I'm just curious.
No. We take it on their word.
Okay.
They're not necessarily a family member. We just call it that. They just live at the same address. So it could be a spouse. It could be a partner. It could be a significant other. It could be children. It could be a grandmother, a grandfather. I mean, you know, family is a loose term. We just say the same address.
Is there any further discussion on this proposal? Moving to a vote. Does anyone oppose this motion? Does anyone abstain? Motion passes. Moving on to motion B, motion to approve the IJ Festival pre-registration proposal, also attached if you click the link. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Do we have a second? Looking in your direction, Yi.
Just a little while. I make a second. I'm going to get a little bit of discussion, but yes. I'll second the motion. Sorry.
All right.
I'm just reading
Thank
it
you.
Real quick right now.
No, that's fine.
We only have 3 board members, so you guys got to make a second.
Oh, yeah, totally. Sorry about that. I just wanted to make sure I read quickly. Just give me, take a look.
That's fine. All right, we're going to move to the discussion then. You can continue to read the proposal, Noel. And, again, this is another thing we spoke about a little bit already, but, I think Jared and I are pretty caught up on this. Do you have any questions about this, Noel?
Can someone just give me... We sell only festival package plans, festival workshop tickets during pre-registration. What's the difference? What is the difference with this versus what we've done before?
This is basically eliminating a la carte items. So instead of people buying, you know, day passes or, like, individual show tickets online, we're just selling the full package online with the special workshops. And then if people, they want to do just day passes or just want to buy championship tickets, that would be done directly on-site. So this would streamline our online registration process.
Okay, I got it. That is better for me. So I'm doing registration in Quebec, so I'm good. All right.
A la carte items would all have to be purchased at the festival. Does this motion include pricing, explicit pricing, or is that a separate issue?
That doesn't include explicit pricing. I don't know if that has been outlined, and I'm not sure that's something that motions are traditionally made on from year to year.
Yeah.
But I'm So,
okay,
I mean,
that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
fine with... There does need to be a discussion about what the pricing should be, and
yeah.
Mike has posted on Board Plus about that today, and that needs to be decided, of course, in the next week at the most. So, but if, as long as that's not in this motion, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not in the motion, but that is something that will be discussed either in this, yeah, today, so. Okay. That being the case, we move to a vote. Does anyone oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes. Okay, great. And now we are moving on to motion C. That is the motion to approve Veronique Prouverché, Nathan Wakefield, Matthew Weiss, Kyle Johnson, and Jean Felix Belanger as the 2015 Festival Awesomeness Fund Committee. I apologize if I had any mispronunciations. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Do we have a second?
This is Noel. I'll make the motion. Sorry, second the motion. Sorry.
Thank you, Noel. Do we have any discussion on this?
I only have one point of discussion on this, is based upon Kyle's attendance within our board meetings, I'd be curious to see if he could. I know all the rest of these people rather well, including John Felix and Matthew Wise. Is Kyle Johnson attending the IGA 2015?
I'm not sure. I mean, my understanding is I don't think it's an absolute necessity for all the committee members to be at the festival, as long as they're in the loop as to what's going on with it. And I do know that Vero reached out to Kyle specifically and said he was potentially interested. And he was interested, which is why he was put on this motion.
Okay.
These are all people in advance that said, yes, I'm interested. These are not just names out of a hat that we haven't approached yet.
Yeah, because I know Matthew Wise very well, and I know John Felix and yourself.
Yeah, I asked him specifically, and he said, yes, I am interested. He said he too is not sure he'll be able to attend, but, I mean, as long as we have multiple people within the committee that will be at the festival, I don't think it's necessary for the full committee to be there, because they're not really doing anything at the festival itself. It's all in the preparation thereof. You see what I mean?
And Nathan, you're 100% planning on going to the festival this year?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Okay. Move to a vote. Does anyone oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes.
Nathan, oh. I have to go now.
Okay, Martin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin.
Thanks for rearranging things. See you later.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. Okay, I guess we'll just continue with motions, then we'll go up to reports. Motion to approve the award committee's selection for the 2015 IJA Honorary Awards. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Do we have a second?
This is Noel. I'll second the motion.
All right. Thank you, Noel. Moving to discussion. Did anyone get chance to read?
Yeah. Well, the only one that I have a little is Erin. Erin didn't receive an award last year, did she, at IJA?
Not an honorary award, no. She's not received any award. She was presented, I believe, a token gift for just from people for being on board, but it wasn't an official honorary award.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah, I think these are good selections.
Everyone else seems like a little bit older. Not trying to put that into the same.
Well, you got to keep in mind, too, that a lot of these awards, some of these awards lend themselves to people that have been more, you know, career-oriented versus service commitment-oriented, and I think that's where a lot of the distinction comes in. But yeah, I think these are great selections. I think the awards committee did a good job.
Dad, Yeah, Peter Kane seems like a great, I mean, yeah, that one is a long time coming. So.
I do feel like, yeah, Jared, go ahead.
I was just going to say, who will be, it says in here, you know, the board's responsibility to arrange the festival coordinator to contact the recipients, arrange proper awards themselves, line up presenters, and all the other stuff. So who's doing that? Who will be doing that?
I'm going to reach out and see what the historical process is and obtain that information. If there isn't one, I will write that process, and I will ensure that all of these actions get taken in a timely fashion. So that burden of responsibility will fall on myself.
Okay, so I'm going to write this. I'm making sure I put this in the thing. So you're going to, Nathan will...
I will find out if there's any existing protocol, and I will contact the recipients and then coordinate that with the festival director as well as stage championships director to ensure that they will have the presentation set up. And I will also ensure that the awards are present. I've already spoken with Veronique about this.
Yeah, and usually the best times are in a couple in the youth championship and then a couple given out during the individuals, or maybe save one or two for the cascade. Is that kind of the general plan?
Yeah, you know, I think I've seen them a lot during the Cascade of Stars, but I could be wrong, but I'm sure that they wouldn't be done.
Yeah, they gave out the Air Jazz one and the Paul Ponce one, Lifetime Achievement and something else during the Cascade. I remember that because I helped do the video for that. But the other ones were given out during other times. So when you talk to Vejo, might be good to figure out exactly when those are going to be given out. Because, for example, at Turbo, they had an MC that didn't even talk at this past Turbo Fest. The MCs didn't say a word. They, like, played a band.
Right.
Hand. So just making sure.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that. Is there any further discussion about these selections? I do feel like I should mention one on a somber note. Unfortunately, this committee they were the same committee as last year, and they've all done a lot of service to us, but it should be noted that the member of the committee, Steve, he actually passed away just a few days after this report was submitted, so that's very unfortunate. But...
yeah, he was a really nice guy. I met him at a couple festivals.
I've heard a lot of good things. I feel bad that I never had the privilege of meeting him, but that was very, very sad when I found that out. So, is there any further discussion on this motion? Moving to a vote. Does anyone oppose the selections for the 2015 honorary awards? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes. Cool, guys. Moving to motion E, motion to approve Cedar Rapids, Iowa as the 2017 IJA Festival site with the terms outlined in the contracts below. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Noel. I will make the motion for 2017 Iowa IJA.
Thank you, Noel. Do we have a
Jared,
second?
Jared.
Thank you, Jared. Move to discussion.
I think that for 2017, it makes the most sense. There's plenty of work down on it. They have, it's going to be going from Quebec to El Paso to the Midwest. It's close enough to Minnesota and other places in the Midwest. Seems like a fair, viable option for the 2017 IJA.
Well said, Noel. I agree, and it's, from what I understand, they have a very good bid, so I think that this is a very logical choice. Any further discussion?
I don't know. I wasn't quite ready to vote on this yet, but I wanted to, you know, of course, second the motion so we could discuss it, but...
So I have other options. And I was thinking 2017, but now after I thought about it more, it seems more liable for 2018. So we can get to that during the next meeting or the next motion.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's my understanding that the logic between kind of getting this out there sooner than later was they want to sign contracts by the end of the month for the current bid that they have open to us. So that's, I think, kind of Mike's logic to getting this out here when he did.
Okay. Has anybody talked to the Sayers about this? Like, Doug? Because that's where they're from, essentially.
My understanding is that there was some contact with his mom. Mike said that at the last board meeting. I don't know to what extent, but I think there was some communication. But that, if so, this is definitely, you know, we'll definitely be reaching out to them further.
Okay, cool. Well, I guess I don't have anything more to say.
Great.
Yeah, I was in Minnesota, and I talked with the Never Thriving Jugglers, and they seemed pretty excited with the potential for it being closer to the Minnesota area. Omaha is close, and a few other places in the Midwest are close, and after it being so distant, it just makes the most sense upon further thought for at least 2017.
Okay, great. Moving to a vote, does anyone oppose this motion? Does anyone abstain? Motion passes. Moving on to motion F, motion to approve Springfield, Massachusetts as the 2018 IJA Festival site with terms outlined in the following contracts. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Jared.
This is Noel. I will second it.
Thank you, Noel. Moving to a second. This is basically, like Mike said, they were eager to get us, but we had a better offer through Springfield, and so we were able to shift Springfield to the 2018 bid for a festival site contract, and they want a contract done sooner than later, and once this is done, then we'll likely be, this will put us quite ahead in the game, and Mike will be taking a year off before doing any further scouting.
This is actually approving that site if these things are.
Seconded it just to talk about it.
Sure.
Right, I'm just clarifying.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
This would be approving it, and then we would have some contracts done for the. The hotel blocking, so it would be approving the site, correct?
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's a done deal. It just means that he can go ahead and sell them and get contracts underway. And then if those contracts don't meet our needs, we can get out, but he needs your approval before he can move forward with even discussing it with them.
This is Noel. I'm kind of in support of not approving that site, at least for a few months. I've received some response from two of the leads at Circus West in Vancouver after quite a lot of prodding. They've responded to an email to Mike. One of them's name is Chris Murdoch, and the other one is Yuki Ueda. And they run a very successful festival in Vancouver called Mad Skills, and with the support of, before she departs, but of Aliyu, who ran Vancouver Circus Fest, I think there is a seed of a possibility for going to Vancouver in 2018, which I think would be an excellent choice if we could find facilities that suit our needs. And I don't want to jump the gun with selecting a site for over, 3 years in advance from this this summer. It's more than 3 years at this point, but 3 and 4 months, remember that.
Okay.
And I, at the very least, I want to hear a response from Mike. Chris Murdoch responded to an email yesterday. I sent it out again. I sent it out a while ago on March 9th, and then I sent it out, I forwarded it on to Chris Murdoch, who I forgot to include on the communication, and he has responded with asking Mike and myself to give ideas on what we need and some info back from us, what he needs to do something before April 7th, which is when he gets back home from the Philippines. So I would like to postpone my judgment. I don't think that it's a bad idea to go to Massachusetts at all. I'm not, like, at all adverse to that, but I would definitely like to hold the gun. If it's going to, like, take a couple months of waiting before we confirm, I know that the venues become potentially less available and the deal's not the same, but I also feel like it would be worth it for this opportunity. And it would bring juggling that back to the West Coast. But not exactly West Coast, but on West Coast in a different way. And if they did it, they would that summer potentially maybe not have mad skills, just have the IJA or something like that.
Okay. Do you have any input on this, Jared?
I feel the same way about selecting the location, like waiting. So I'm probably going to abstain.
Okay. This being the case, I guess we'll move to a vote. Again, we are a board here, so vote honestly, vote how you want to. Don't feel pressured either way. Moving to a vote, does anyone oppose this motion?
This is Noel. I delay the motion. But yes, I oppose the motion.
Okay. Let the record show that Noel Yee opposes this motion.
I'll oppose it, too.
Okay. Jared Davis opposes this motion. Does anyone abstain? Motion is defeated. I can communicate this with Mike, I suppose. Noel, could you be in contact with him about your 2018 lead?
It's already in progress. They've asked a couple of questions. Chris Murdoch or Yuki Ueda are the two options for running the 2018 festival. I think nailing down one of them to run the festival with further details hammered out. There are excellent facilities connected to Circus West where they have their festival, which is a youth circus building that is enormous and is connected to a convention center. So hopefully there can be a deal that can be struck there, and I really want to at least pursue this because I feel like it could be an excellent place for the IJA. Plenty of hotels. Vancouver is beautiful, and I think lots of people would, from the Northwest in particular, and other places would love to go to Van to see the IJA there. And the circus community is, like, exploding, like, with more people than I've ever seen in a place in North America. So, it'd be potential that some of the events would help sponsor the IJA as well, being in their city, especially after Quebec has it. There's no way that BC is not going to want to have it make it work. So.
Okay. Well, I think at the very least, given that Mike is our future festival coordinator, there should be some communication between you two if there hasn't been already.
Yeah, there's already an email chain going on. The soonest we'll hear from Chris Murdoch is the ideal. The soonest we'll hear from Chris Murdoch from the last email that we both received, Mike was on that email, April 7th. So.
Okay.
I think that Springfield's still a great option.
Yes.
But I just want to see other options a little bit.
Okay, all right. You can discuss that further offline. Moving to Motion G, motion to approve up to $80 to have the master disc of a 2013 DVD collected and reshipped. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Can we have a second?
There's Noel. I'll second the motion.
Well, I'll second the motion. Moving to a discussion. If you're out of the loop with this, basically I received the master disc of the 2013 DVD from Pablo from Mexico. They're okay, but there is a few misspellings in the menu, and some of the scenes are incorrectly labeled. So it was kind of... And he said he was not going to ship additional master copies unless we paid them. He paid him because it was so expensive to ship foreign over here. So this motion is basically to ensure the best quality product, assuming we're okay with the additional $80 fee. Any further discussion? Move to a vote. Does anyone oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes. I will be in touch with Pablo. Moving on to motion H, motion to approve the 2015 IRC Mexico proposal from the, again, forgive me if I mispronounce this, Periplo International Circus Movement. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Do we have a second?
This is Noel. I'll second it.
Thank you, Noel. Proposal.
I only have one question. Is there any necessity of an IJA representative going to this? I'm just curious. I understand that Juan has run the festival a few years, but is there any... there's no IJA representative going from the States this year?
Funny you mention that. If you jump up to the reports and click on the IRC report, Erin mentioned in her report that Tom Wall will be the IJA representative.
Great.
So UNAMED is paying for him to fly there. And then the Periplo is paying for his hotel and food. And I think everything, looks good.
Yeah, I think it's great, and I think we have IJ representation there, so I'm very, very much in favor of this personally.
I also like how the awards money is split, and Mexico's offering half, and we're offering half.
Yeah, I think it's great, especially to reward these people, so that's good news.
That's great. All right, that's all I need to hear. That's fine.
Okay. Does anyone oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes. I will be in touch with Aaron. Moving to motion I. Motion to approve a $500 budget for IRC Mexico. $300 towards prize money, and the remaining $200 will be used for medals, prizes, promotion, etc. Would someone like to make this motion?
Jared,
Noel, make the motion.
Damn it. Jared just edged out there, Noel. But if there's any consolation, do we have a second?
This is Noel. I will second the motion.
Nailed it. Thank you, Noel. Moving to discussion. Again, pretty straightforward. This ties into the previous motion. Anything, guys? All right, moving to a vote. Would anyone like to oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes. Great. I guess at this point, it should be noted that we drifted over the report section so we could go right to motions. Do you guys want to touch on Varia now? And then do reports, or do you want to do reports now and then touch on the one item we have for Varia?
Yeah, let's just do reports.
Reports? Okay, I should mention we do need to discuss Varia, though, because this is an important issue. But let's jump in up to reports. Okay, reports, future festival planning with Mike Sullivan. Already voted on those. That's kind of what he has to say. Moving on to the 2015 festival report.
I can't access it for some reason.
Okay. Can you get into the agenda folder on Google Drive?
What?
For some reason, this new Google interface is really squirrely with PDFs. I had to use this additional viewer to do it, and I'm not sure it is uploading them correctly if you're not using the viewer. It's very strange. But if you look in the...
I'm looking right now. Report, April.
March report. It's in 2015-03 agenda, and it's called March report.
I only see one that says report April 2014. I'm looking in the folder.
Oh, go to board. It's board meetings, 2015 agendas, and then it's in our agenda folder for this meeting.
MS March to March report. Is that it?
Yeah, correct. Yes. The letterhead is wrong when she submitted it. It says February, but this is her March report.
Okay. All right, great.
So, I know there is some concern about room blocking. Hopefully that's something we can resolve soon. There were some capacity concerns. It looks like the special guests are looking really good.
They sure are, man.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
It sounds like the room blocking could be really bad. I mean, Mike's saying we're 100 rooms short of what we need and that there aren't really more availability.
No, she found more rooms. And there's also the gym camping. And I actually just ordered my own Airbnb for me and two friends already for IBA. So
you're definitely going, Noel?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say I'm
supposedly doing a registration table, so I better be going. I don't know.
What are you saying?
I am like one block from the cul-de-sac. I'm on like literally 3rd and whatever street that circus school is on. I'm like right on that street.
Cool.
You go on Airbnb if you guys are planning on going. Me between two other people, we pay $120 for 7 nights. Shit is so cheap in Quebec. It's unbelievable.
I might hit you up on that offline later, Noel.
Hey, I'm not trying to sleep in the gym, man. Hell no. That sounds awful. Sorry.
Okay. Continuing on with this report. Any further discussion on this? Okay. Moving on to the AMS report that Mike submitted. Dang it, it's not showing up. Okay, again, you can get to it in the agendas folder. It's under AMS project report. Everyone have that up?
I'm not going to be able to get that to come up either.
You should be able to get to it if you go to our agendas folder. You should be able to pull straight up if you're not linking it from the agenda. It's in the 2015 agendas and then this particular meeting's agenda folder. It's called AMS Project Report.
Yep.
I apologize for not getting it to link properly, guys. Like I said, this new interface is kind of squirrely with PDF files. Did you want to talk about this at all, Marilyn, since you're kind of working with it as well?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you want?
Well, it's a pretty beefy report. Is there anything that stands out or anything you really wanted to kind of touch on?
Well, hard to say. I've been doing a lot of work on the membership end.
Sure.
And Martin wanted to retain every single member, no matter how long ago they expired.
Yeah, go Martin. Yeah.
And that's like 8,000 people, you know.
Wow.
And we've run into issues where the username we create has to be, we've been using email addresses, but even a lot of them don't have email addresses, so we had to deal with that. Now I found out during the last couple of tests that they also won't allow duplicate names. So
that's great.
We had like 5 David Smiths, 5 James Jones, you know. So I don't really have a solution for that other than giving them the middle initial they don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder why it's set up that way.
So, I don't know. I mean, you think, you know, username is sufficient to be unique and the rest can be whatever, you know, but...
Yeah, anyway. Okay.
See, like he says, we're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. So, it's a very flexible system, almost overly so. And we're just working, you know, it's just a big learning curve, as with any system. But I think from the membership side, they're going to be happy. They can print their own membership card. They can renew. They can see their membership status. They can update all of their profiles. They can change their username. They can change their email address. They can change your password. You know, all of that stuff. So they'll be happy. They will be happy.
Great. Now, forgive me if this has already been addressed, but is the username password going to be cross-compatible with eJuggle?
Well, we will not be bringing over the password that eJuggle is using.
Okay. So it's going to be a separate login?
Yeah, but I would imagine eventually that the AMS will be provide the security function for eJuggle.
Okay.
That has got to be a goal on the team's mind. I don't know enough about how that works to, you know, that, but I'm, you know, that's got to be one of their goals, to unified login, you know, to log in, to change your password, to buy stuff on the store, to look at the members only section, to look at the directories, to get to eJuggle. That's all got to be one login. That's my goal, and hopefully theirs as well.
Great. Well, thank you for all your hard work, Marilyn.
Yeah, well, let's hope it pays off.
Does anyone have any questions or comments? Okay. I guess we'll move.
No, it's great. Varro's been plugged in since our meeting to help Mike get those things together. It seems I've been seeing a lot of emails of her sending information over, so it seems like that's going.
Yeah, great job. I'm really happy. There's a lot of positive things going on, a lot of work paying off. Any further discussion on the AMS side of things? Moving on to the YJA report that Ellen Winters submitted. Again, I apologize, but it looks like you'll have to pull this up in our agenda holder. It is written at IJ Youth Juggling Academy Update. A quick little update from LM. Looks like things are going well with YJA. Any discussion on this? Okay, moving on. Moving to marketing. Mr. Johnson is not here, nor have I heard from him, so nothing new to report with the marketing side of things. Moving on to financial report with Afton Benson. Afton let me know in advance she could not make it tonight, and she's still waiting on some numbers from Dennis to get some more concrete reports, but she said that there was no major financial changes, nothing noteworthy to report in particular this meeting. Moving on to eJuggle reports. Scott did submit one to me. It is linked there, and this one does work, as it was not a PDF file. So it sounds good. Scott's very happy with the motions we made with his budget. He is planning on going to EJC this year and wants a small budget allotted to print off some postcards to promote the IJA. I imagine that would probably come out of the marketing budget, but it's a fairly small amount, so I think it's definitely feasible. Any further discussion on the eJuggle report? Moving on to membership. Posted right there. Yeah. So, do you have any comments on this, Marilyn?
Actually, I do. Once I've got everybody imported into the AMS, I'm going to hope that I can come up with the same numbers that I'm getting now. So,
that would be good. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully I can do that. The one thing that we didn't talk about with the family membership proposal, which should be stated now, is that what's going to be different for those family members is they get to get their own login. Not only can they vote, but they'll be able to log in to the system. And being a family member is like, yay, finally, I get some, you know, abilities. So, because right now, eJuggle, just the primary member of the family can get the login. And so each family member will be able to log in to eJuggle and modify their own profile and so on. With the caveat that if, let's say I have a family and I have, you know, a wife, a husband, and then three children, and some of them are under 13, it'd be up to me as a family member to say that, to give that login information to my youngest. If I don't want him to be able to log in, then I don't have to, I don't give it to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
Because we did not create logins to eJuggle for children under 13 because of the Children's Privacy Act or whatever it's called. And so we want to, you know, keep doing that. And so it'll strictly be the family member's, head of the family, I'm calling it, the head of the family's duties to distribute those login information to his family members. And so that will skew, that's why I'm hoping the membership numbers will still look right, because we go from, 1,000 members to 1,300 members, because each one of them is going to be counted in the system as a member, although they will have a different type of membership. They'll be a family member, not a family owner, or whatever you want to call it. So that hopefully you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Cool. I did have one question about the membership numbers, just a curiosity. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of that, Marilyn, but we did release a members-only video about a little less than a month ago, maybe about a month ago, that was really well received. And I'd heard a few people like saying, oh, I wish I was an IJ member, or man, I might have to get a membership for this. Did you? Mm-hmm. And I noticed there's a small change in membership for last month in this. Do you think there was any increase in membership due to this video?
I don't think so. I did see a couple of emails from people that couldn't get in and said, I really want to see this video. Could you help me figure out how to log on? But there wasn't.
Oh, they were existing members, though, not new members trying to join?
They were existing members that had forgotten their passwords or whatever. They forgotten what username they were using. Or it wasn't new members, I don't think. But what date was that? Let me look. What date did that come out?
I will pull it up right now.
Because there was quite a lot of activity. Oops, wrong site.
Give me about 10 seconds. The video went live on February 21st.
Okay, hold on. Let me just log in and see. Because there was a great amount of activity while we were on vacation. And that was about that time. So, I know we had that same question with when HepTab went out, I think it was.
Yes.
Of course, it's hard to distinguish new members from renewal, especially when Martin sends out a renewal notice at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was some international ones that came through. And let me look at it a different way. Well, let's put it this way, since the beginning, no, let's do that differently. I created 22 new records since that. And that, I'd say you definitely had a spike on that.
Oh, that's great. Well, much good to see that those videos are paying off in some small way.
Yeah, 22. I would say that's unusual. We had quite a few on the 22nd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 in a day. That is not usual.
Nice. Nice. This is great. Can you add that to the notes, Jared?
Yes.
Yeah, on the 22nd, 23rd, 7 new people registered.
Yeah, I just mentioned that that was, it's probable that was a result of the Devil's Pick video.
And there was quite a bit the next week as well. Wow, actually, yeah, 22.
Excellent.
And those are brand new. I mean, it's harder to pull out how many were maybe expired and renewed. That's what was hard.
So you can confirm we had 22 new members that week?
Yep.
Okay, 22 new members. Put that in the notes as well, Jared, please.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been a week and a half between the 22nd and March 5th.
That is good news. Great.
That is great.
Any more discussion on the membership numbers, anybody? Or in membership in general, I should say?
It seems like it's going really well. I haven't seen as much hype for Nathan's new video as much as I have for Wes's. Just putting that out there.
Oh, Nathan Big Sentence?
Yeah.
Are you talking about his Miller video?
Yeah.
I think part of it that was with that was Miller, he had actually already self-released it, and then we bought it from him, whereas the Devilstick video, we premiered it on eJuggle, like it hadn't been seen anywhere before. But I do agree that we could promote things better in general. Alright.
Okay.
Get some rustling, guys. But yeah, I was hoping.
Sorry.
That's fine. I'm hoping Kyle can join us one of these days and we can kind of get a more concrete plan about how to market some of these a little more effectively, because I think there's a lot of potential there.
It sounds like it would be, if we're like going to keep like doing these videos, we need to do them that are IJA exclusive, because they're, you know, people are more likely to join the IJA just to see an IJA exclusive video. Right?
Yeah, I think another just random thought that I've thought about is that I think hiring somebody that's like bigger in like the flow world, for example, to produce one of these videos would be a really cool idea. And a great example of that would be the guys in Soulstix, those guys.
I very much agree with that, Noel. Do you have contacts with them?
I do. They're great friends.
Oh.
I mean, that's the reason why they're going to IJA is I've known them for years. They just ran a show in Reno, and they brought us out to come watch it. We're like their only friends in America, really. And they're really close buddies of mine, and they're very talented. And I think for the right price, they'd be potentially be willing to do that. But I don't know what the budget for that. I know Wes's video is rather expensive.
Yeah.
But they also live at the Catechumen, so it's like...
Oh, no way.
Rehearsal space coming out of everywhere.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, I mean, I think this, if assuming they did have interest, this would be a good opportunity, especially given that they're going to be present at IJA. So it might be worth suggesting that to Scott, and he could potentially start negotiations with them maybe after the festival, after they've kind of gotten some more notoriety with the IJA, and I think that would be a great choice if we can come to terms with something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is doing, like, 5-staff juggling flashes and multiplex 4-staff stuff. The dude is, like, they're
wow.
Really, really talented. It's really intense.
Yeah, so, man. Wow.
So, I don't know. My only thing would be is if we wanted to do it, now is the time to ask them to do it, as their season starts very heavy beginning in the summer.
and they're kind of busy people. So I was just curious, how much do we pay Wes for that? I could just kind of just drop a line and see what he thinks first.
I
know
it would
be less than that, but...
I can look up the price.
It was I know how much it, I'm pretty sure it was $2,000. But that's Wes Keaton. And we don't wanna tell them how much we, you know.
No, I'm just looking at a number, like, for example, it's two people and they rock it for $1,000 to produce like a 30-40 minute thing. That could be within the world of reason.
Right. Yeah, I mean I would recommend reaching out to Scott first and kind of pitching this idea. And then seeing how things are going from there, then reaching out to them, or having Scott, you could reach out to them and have Scott reach out to them for negotiations, and if we're able to come to terms, I think this could be
great. We're talking Scott Krause?
No, Scott Setzler, the e-juggle editor.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if that pops up.
Setzler. He's the one that manages the e-juggle budget, and he's the one that coordinates all the membership videos and all that. So he's the one that manages, he's the chief editor, and he takes care of all of EJO. So yeah, Scott Setzler. You know his, do you have his contact information?
Yeah, I'll find you now. It's okay, I got it somewhere.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, reach out to him and pitch this idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Noel. I think that would be a really good, I think that's a great idea, getting more flow people, and it sounds like Solstix would be awesome. So yeah, totally. Any further discussion on membership? We got a little sidetracked there, but it's okay. We're having lots of positive discussion here. Any further discussion? Moving on to IRC. Aaron Stevens submitted an IRC report. Pretty much... Okay, Marilyn just left. So yeah, pretty straightforward March report. Any discussion on this? Okay, moving along, we are going to jump down to Varia. Essentially, what we need to decide tonight is what the prices are going to be for the registration packages and when the deadlines are going to be for them. So moving on to item 7, Varia, and we move to discussion for this item. Now on the forums, there were some proposals, and when I was speaking with, you were here, Jared, and there was the discussion of having a 2-week-long early bird, and then having just the standard registration going from there. So what do you guys think about having the early bird tier versus the regular tier, or just one tier, or and the duration of time between those? What do you think?
I would say it's whatever Vero wants.
Uh-huh. Well, the interesting thing with Vero is, you know, she's been very hands-off with the registration side of things. She's very involved in the other things, and she pretty much just handed that off to us almost exclusively.
Okay.
But I think it'd be good. Yeah.
Now in this, or this is, I'm trying to remember. I read a lot. Mike posted a lot that I've read in the past few hours. Regarding this, and then the other, I don't know. I kind of feel like if we change too much what we're doing, like it's just going to cause more confusion for everybody. You know?
Sure. Well, what do you propose, Jared?
I don't know. Again, and I'm not going, and I just want everybody to be happy.
No, I totally get you. Well, how about this? I can read off last year's pricing, and then we can kind of, and I can discuss what has been discussed already, and then we can kind of solidify from there. Does that sound reasonable? Last year, early bird was 189, regular was 229, and on-site was 259. We are opening up a little bit later this year, whereas registration started in February last year. It's starting in April this year. There was some criticism saying that our early bird, we lost a lot of money because a great deal of people registered right away, and then we had not as many people for regular. There was also the fact that since we're opening up so early, so much later rather, that we either eliminate early bird or minimize it to possibly 2 weeks and then hype it up from there. $20 discount. And we to decide if we want to include the for the membership thing, if we want to have that in membership included in it or separate. So here we're getting some movement. So I think it's reasonable to have regular remain the same at $229, have maybe a $20 discount or maybe two or three weeks beforehand for early bird. And then just having, like you said, Jared, keeping things consistent to avoid confusion, just having the membership separate from that as opposed to lumping it in like we were thinking originally. That, again, those are just my thoughts. I'd like to hear what you guys think, and then we can solidify a plan. What do you think?
Now, Mike's going to be putting these packages together, right, with all of the tickets and the armbands and all the information in these, right?
Yes.
Part of it. And that's part of why he... Man, I wish he was here. Cause, I mean, I remember reading that about the 68 pounds of stuff he had to ship. Do you remember reading that part? And I don't know if that was in regards to this. I guess right now I'm just saying that, because if we cut off pre-registration, like, we probably need to cut it off, you know, at least 3 weeks beforehand in order to, so that he can ship it all up there, you know, comfortably. I don't really know. I don't know.
Hey, guys, I have some bad news. I have another meeting I need to step into at 5 o'clock here.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Well, we pretty much have to end the meeting, actually, because we're at the bare minimum for quorum. So why don't we just take some final thoughts with what I outlined? Just put your notes down. I will consolidate them and write it as a proposal for you guys, and we'll approve it via email. So, again... kind of my...
Yeah, I have some final thoughts that are kind of like... I mean, just... This whole, like, people not coming to boards meeting thing, including myself, I actually was ready, and I just literally ate a big burrito and fell asleep. That was my bad. I woke up and freaking out, and, I don't know, we gotta, like, fix this, because this is, like, not good mojo. I just feel like, for example, Warren is pretty much not been to any board meetings, really. And then we have, like, Kyle has missed a lot, and Lucho has come, but the other guy, I haven't seen him in a while. Louis has come, sorry, but Lucho, I haven't seen in a while. I don't know, because I feel like, and why this doesn't really matter for the rest of this term right now, but it's definitely going to matter when we start choosing new board members. And really making sure that our new set of board members comes. And I don't know who, Jared, hopefully, who wants to be the board chair?
I figured Nathan is going to do it for life, right?
I don't know about for life.
I'm not planning on running again, so.
So anyways, we just need to, I feel like that's like a larger strategy maybe outside of our board meetings, but it's definitely something that's on my mind because I'm debating, I would like to continue with the board. At the very least for a little while, you know, 2 terms and find someone else to take your place. That's what Kevin told me. And
I just want to make sure that we're set up for, like, more success within the IGA board and the business side of things. And that's all I really have to say as my final closing words.
Okay. I very much echo those sentiments, Noel. Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to set out a document with some proposals. It is absolutely imperative that we get these things put in place ASAP. So I'm going to send out, would you want me to send out a straw poll, or do you want me to get some feedback and then send out a straw poll?
I don't know, but, like, getting Warren to respond to anything would probably be awesome. And most others somehow plugged in. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, I don't know. But the sustainability of the board is kind of like, people have not really been engaged as often, and I know that I've missed about two or three meetings over the past, you know, year since, the beginning of Nathan's term. And that's okay, but, you know, we have people on our board that have missed every single one minus one to two from becoming on the board. I don't know. I find that to be, like, honestly, like, from my work ethic motivation standpoint, extremely demotivating, because I'm doing stuff for IGA when called to, and I'm doing my role on the board, and I take it sort of seriously, and I would just like other people to sort of, I'm not saying I do it like as much as anybody else, like Mike does way more than I do, times 40, like I know that, but like, you know, but I'm just saying, like, it would make me feel a lot better about putting effort in, because right now it's making me feel a little weird about putting effort in, like, damn, it's just like me and Nathan, you know, like, and when we actually work together, it's really valuable. Like, when we met with Vero, you and me, Nathan, after the board meeting, that was pretty valuable. Stuff got done. People felt happier, right? It wasn't that much effort. It was an hour of my time, and great, you know? And I just think that, you know, we had the ED visions that Warren had suggested he would do. And I know that, according to the bylaws, that we're not supposed to miss more than two meetings in a row, or that's, like, grounds for discretion and removal from the board. And I just don't know what we're supposed to do, that's all.
And we did talk about that some before you got here about, Jason brought up, he's probably going to try and remove Lucho, I think. Is that right, Nathan?
I'm going to ask him if he wishes to resign, and if there's no response, we will likely move to a vote for his dismissal.
Okay. All right, well, I don't want to bring a big downer. I'm just telling you how I feel about the board stuff.
I very much agree. It was kind of unfortunate. Before you joined, I was a little afraid we weren't even going to be able to have a meeting because we couldn't establish a quorum.
Was my bad. This was all my bad today.
No, I'm glad you showed up. Thank you for all your hard work. Jared. I'm going to set our meeting... meetings for next month, have some discussions offline, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, like you said, get some better juju going, some more positive vibes going on. So, do you guys, for a vision planning meeting, we could either meet possibly the 7th or the 14th of April. Either of those good?
The 7th with some reminders is better. Simply because my festival season has fully started. Just letting you guys know where I'm at. Like, I run Flow Show San Francisco this week. Next week is Flow Show NYC. I'll be in New York. And then the week after is Flame Festival. So, like, I'm, like, fully on the road for the next month and a half.
The 7th is good for you? Alright, the 2nd, 7th. Now, for board meeting, does the 21st or the 28th work better for either of you?
The 21st works significantly better.
Sounds good to me. Let's go with the 21st. Is that good for you, Jared?
Yeah, I've already plugged them in. The 7th and the 21st.
Yeah, perfect, man.
And then we need to... Nathan, you said as far as the registration dates, Nathan will send out an email about it.
Yes, and I need to emphasize the importance of responding to this email, because we need to get these numbers to Mike this week so he can get those set up. So I will be doing that.
Thanks, Nate.
Okay. Anything else, guys? Alright.
Alright.
Motion to adjourn. Jared's already made it. Any discussion? Move to a vote. Is anyone opposed adjourning? Anyone abstaining? Motion passes. Sorry for the disarray, guys, but I really appreciate you sticking along, and, you know, we got a lot of good things coming up, so thank you for all your hard work.
Likewise.
Thanks, Nathan. Thanks for your hard work, Nathan. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Later.